All right. Once again, we are so happy to have our testimonies tonight. We're going to begin with Brother Mario Vasquez. He's going to be speaking in Spanish tonight, and I will be translating for him. Unfortunately, we couldn't get to him last night, so we're going to go ahead and hear from Brother Mario Vasquez tonight. Vamos a oír de nuestro hermano Mario Vasquez. Él tiene un corazón para el Señor, y él estaba tan emocionado cuando él me dijo hace unos días, hermano Víctor, yo quiero dar un testimonio. We love Brother Mario Vasquez. He has a heart for God, and I was just saying how that a few days ago he came to me and he told me, Brother Victor, I have a testimony. I want to share some things with the church, and so we want to hear from him now. Hermano Mario, empiece, por favor, con su testimonio. Yo voy a traducir para usted en inglés.
¿Ya puedo hablar?
Sí, hermano.
Paz de Cristo.
The peace of Christ to everybody.
¿Perdón?
Oh, yo estoy traduciendo para usted, hermano.
Oh, perdón. Paz de Cristo, hermanos.
God bless all of you.
I thank God first. Ay, oh, perdón. Te le doy gracias a Dios por su grande e inmensa misericordia que ha tenido para mí y mi familia.
I thank God for his great mercy that he has had upon me and upon my family.
Y por él solamente estoy en pie, porque me ha guardado, me ha bendecido grandemente.
The only reason I'm still here is because the Lord has kept his hand upon me and he has blessed me greatly.
Y gracias le doy a mi pastor, a su esposa, a su familia, a la familia de la iglesia.
I give great thanks to my pastor, for my pastor's wife, and to his family.
Porque me han ayudado grandemente en la oración para mantenerme en pie donde estoy ahorita.
They have prayed for me, they have supported me so that I can still be where I'm at today.
Y todo, le doy gracias a todos inmensamente agradecido estoy por todo.
And I give great thanks to everyone in the church for helping me and praying for me and supporting me.
Voy a leer un versículo en Hebreos 4:20.
I'm going to read a scripture that is found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4 and verse 4:20, hermano.
Correcto.
Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 20.
Acerquémonos pues confiadamente al trono de la gracia para alcanzar misericordia y hallar gracia para el oportuno socorro.
Hermano, ¿estás seguro que este es el 4:20?
Sí. Acerquémonos, sí, 4:20. Acerquémonos pues confiadamente ante el trono de la gracia para alcanzar gracia. Acerquémonos pues confiadamente ante el trono de la gracia para alcanzar misericordia y hallar gracia en el tiempo oportuno.
El 16, muy bien. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Este fue un verso que Dios me dio muchos años atrás. Le pedí
cómo llegar. This is a verse that the Lord gave me many years ago.
Cómo llegar a él en oración, más acercamiento, tener más acercamiento en oración ante él.
And to teach me how to come close to him in prayer.
Y en oración estaba y a las 3 de la mañana me dio un sueño de que mi pastor llegó a mi casa.
I had a dream that at 3 in the morning that the pastor had come to me. This is a dream where the pastor had come to me to my home.
Y le dijo a un ministro, dile a Mario que abra en el libro de Hebreos 4:20.
Una vez más, hermano.
Dile al hermano Mario que abra la Biblia en el Hebreos 4:20, que es lo que leí ahorita.
Es el 16, hermano, 4:16.
Pues perdón, el 16, Dios mío.
Sí. Está bien, está bien. Okay. In the dream, pastor came to me and he said, Brother Mario, I want you to read Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16.
Y desperté en ese momento y abrí mi Biblia y es lo que acabé de leer ahorita.
And that's exactly what I just read right now.
Sí, entonces, con el tiempo, Dios me ha bendecido grandemente en diferentes visiones y sueños, pero no voy a hablar de eso.
The Lord has blessed me greatly with different dreams and visions and understanding that he's given me, but I'm not going to talk about all those things tonight.
sino que una vez él me enseñó de que estaba yo en una tienda donde entraban y salían las gentes.
And I, in the dream, I saw I was at the store and I seen many, many people coming in and out.
No, perdón. Eso fue literalmente. Yo estaba en una tienda cuando eso estaba lloviendo.
Okay. This is now not a dream. This is the reality. I was out in the store and I seen many people coming in and out.
Y yo escuché una voz que me dijo, ¿ves toda esta gente que entra y sale y comprando?
And a voice came to me and said, do you see all these people that are going in and out and they're buying? A voice came to me and told me this.
Y dice, ¿qué vas a hacer? Están perdidos sin Dios, sin esperanza. ¿Qué vas a hacer de ellos?
What are you going to do with all these people, with all these souls? They're people that are lost and they don't have hope without God.
Entonces, de esa vez, Dios me enseñó qué era lo que tenía que hacer. Hablar de él a la gente, hablar de Dios.
And then I understood that what I needed to do, I would need to speak to these people.
Y ahora, cuando nuestro pastor hace unos meses nos predicó en Primera de Corintios 9:16.
And I believe that pastor spoke to us out of the book of Corinthians.
Dice, pues si anuncio
el evangelio. ¿Vale esto, hermano? ¿Qué es la escritura?
Primera de Corintios 9:16.
Okay. He's going to read now from 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse number 16.
16. Deje buscarlo.
Pues si anuncio el evangelio.
Pues si anuncio el evangelio, no tengo por qué gloriarme. Porque me
es impuesto. Preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of.
Porque me es impuesta la necesidad.
For necessity is laid upon me.
Y ay de mí. Si no anunciare el evangelio.
Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel.
Eso es lo que predicó el pastor. Yo tengo el CD, lo he escuchado 20, 30 veces los últimos dos meses.
Pastor Clark preached this message here in the past, and I've listened to it maybe more than 20 times.
Hello?
Sí, ahí está, mano. Está bien. Está bien.
Sí. Y he estado orando y orando y pidiéndole a Dios que eso que me mandó a mí hace 10, 15 años, no sé, 20 años tal vez.
¿Eso pasó hace 10 años, hermano?
20.
¿Esa predicación?
Hace 20 años. No,
okay.
No, de la predicación el pastor apenas lo predicó, pero yo digo la revelación que me dio en la tienda unos 25 años atrás.
Thank you. Gracias. Pastor preached this message recently, perhaps in the last year or two, but that revelation the Lord gave me at the store about the souls, that happened maybe 20 years ago.
Y ahora he estado orando y pidiéndole a Dios que dedicándome para hacer lo que me mandó que haga.
And I've been praying and seeking God to give me understanding for me to be able to go and do what He wants me to do.
Porque es una necesidad que tengo en mi corazón continuamente que quiero que sea así porque es mi obligación de llevar hablar a la gente de su palabra.
It is a continual need now for me, like an obligation that I'm indebted to do, to go and do this thing.
Porque hay una necesidad grande, tal vez ahora que pasó mi esposa y tantas cosas, pero yo sé que Dios es lo que tiene.
Such a great need in me now, and especially perhaps because now my wife has passed away, I have this need even greater in me now.
Gente me habla de México y personas aquí que les hable de Dios y yo lo estoy haciendo porque es mi obligación.
The Lord impresses me to be reaching out and calling people in Mexico to talk to them about the gospel, so I've been doing that. I've been on the phone calling to Mexico different people that I have there, that I know there.
Y es mi necesidad continua, es lo que yo tengo en mi mente que Dios me ha puesto en mi corazón y lo estoy orando para que continúe ese dentro de mí, que es una necesidad que yo hable.
And it has become a need, a necessity in me to speak to these people, to contact them and to spread the gospel to them.
Porque todos tenemos, como dice nuestro pastor que hace unos meses predicó, Es una comisión que Dios nos dio que tenemos por obligación de hablar la palabra
Because
de Dios.
This is part of our commission that the pastor preached about. It is our responsibility to make sure that we are spreading the gospel.
Sí, porque es grande la necesidad de tanta gente que está llorando, muriendo sin Dios, sin esperanza.
It is a great need. So many people, the multitudes that are crying out to God and they need help, they need salvation.
¿Y qué vamos a hacer nosotros? ¿Nos vamos a sentar? No, tenemos que llevar la palabra de Dios, aleluya.
So what are we going to do? Are we just going to sit down or are we going to stand up and take this word to them?
Porque no es difícil solo decirle a Dios, úsanos para cuando que hablamos, que tú hables por nosotros, por medio de nosotros, tu palabra, no lo que creemos, lo que pensemos, sino que lo que tú tienes para la
It
gente.
is not a difficult thing for us to stand up and say, Lord, use me, use me, use us so that we can carry your gospel to the people. This is not a difficult thing to do.
Sí, porque todos tenemos un llamamiento, un don, todos tenemos y podemos hablar. Si podemos hablar en el trabajo, podemos hablar aquí de su
All of us
palabra.
have a calling and all of us have a gift. We can all talk to someone that we're connected to at work or in our families.
Sí, gloria. Amén. Paz,
Amén.
Cristo. Oh, sí, hermano, así es. Por eso a mí es la necesidad, que es lo que Dios me ha dado y yo lo quiero compartir, porque todos podemos hablar. Todos podemos decir a la gente. Y si no sabemos dar estudio, podemos invitarlos y que Dios nos dé a algunos el don de invitar a la gente.
Ah, muy bien. Brother Mario made a great point. He said that, for some of us, we feel like, well, we need to teach Bible studies. But if I don't know how to teach a Bible study, at the very minimum, I can bring someone in and then someone else can teach the Bible study, or God will teach me how to teach a Bible study, but we all have to do something.
Sí, porque Dios nos ayuda. Él va a poner el medio, Él va a poner las circunstancias, que nos ponga nada más la gente que va a ser salva, los que tiene preparados, para no perder el tiempo con los que no quieren.
Very good. So if we feel like we can't do anything, all we can do is ask, Lord, send me the people, and God will create the circumstance and the situation for the people to come to us, but we have to ask God for that.
Sí, porque eso es una obligación de cada uno en la iglesia. Ninguno tiene, es exento de eso. Todos
This
tenemos
is
esa
an
obligación.
obligation that everyone in the church has. We all have this calling to do this.
Por eso hay que caminar, como el pastor dice, ayunando, orando, leyendo la palabra de Dios, que Dios nos dirija, nos lleve, lleva a las personas que van a ser salvas.
And he said that whatever pastors told us that we need to pray for this, we need to fast for this, to develop this burden so that God will send us to the right people. And the point he made earlier was that so that we're going to the right people, the right souls, and not wasting time and energy going to the wrong people or to the wrong situations.
Porque ya no hay tiempo. Como dice el
There's no time
pastor,
left.
cualquier día va a llegar y si no hacemos nada, ¿qué vamos a decir?
At one point, the Lord is going to return, and if we haven't done what we're supposed to do, what are we going to tell the Lord?
No pude, no tuve tiempo,
I couldn't
no.
do it. I didn't have time.
Siempre hay tiempo para todo, pero mucho menos para Dios.
There's always seems to be time for everything to do, but for some reason, there's not enough time for God.
Y yo hablo por mí mismo, porque yo soy tan responsable como todos, tan responsable que tengo que salir y lo estoy haciendo, pero tenemos que salir más en el
And
nombre de
I'm
Jesucristo.
speaking for myself on my behalf right now. This is part of my responsibility as well. I need to do my part.
Porque si no lo hago, si no lo hacemos, ¿qué va a decir? ¿Dónde está lo que te di? ¿Dónde está el don que te di, que hiciste? Ni siquiera te pudiste tú salvar. ¿Dónde está?
If we don't do what we're supposed to do, what are we going to tell the Lord? Lord, the talent that you gave me, I buried it. I didn't do anything with it. What are we going to tell the Lord on that day?
Por eso tenemos que venir agresivamente ante la presencia de Dios, como hermano Paul Price nos predicó hace unos 10 años, que lleguemos agresivamente amando y bendiciendo a Dios, haciendo su voluntad, porque es necesario que lo hagamos.
This is why we need to do what the book of Hebrews chapter 4 says, to come boldly and aggressively to that throne of grace, like Brother Paul Price preached to us about 10 years ago, that we need to come to that altar, to that throne, boldly and aggressively for these things.
Sí, hermanos, yo los guardo y yo los bendiga, solo Eso quiero decir, espero que seamos justos y misericordiosos con las almas que están sin Dios y sin esperanza. Dios los bendiga a todos.
Amen. God bless all of you. The last thing Brother Mario said was that let's just pray that we become have that we get this burden and that we behave responsibly with the souls that the Lord wants to give us. Hermano Mario, gracias por esta gran palabra y por darnos su carga que el Señor ha puesto sobre él. We thank Brother Mario for this burden, this great desire that the Lord has placed upon his heart and that he's been able to share it with us tonight. Praise God. And now next we have speaking to us Sister Alicia Macias. I believe she is on the line now. Sister Alicia Macias, if you could go ahead and speak up as soon as you are on the line there.
Praise the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord. You're coming in loud and clear. One thing I want to say about Hermana Alicia Macias, we know she speaks a little Spanish. We're not going to put her on the spot tonight, but we know she's going to be working on that in the recent weeks to come. But what I want to say about Sister Alicia Macias is the fact that she is a prayer warrior. And I still remember her at the altar during worship, where as she begins to let the Lord move through her, the anointing that begins to flow through her, and she sets that altar on fire. That's what I think of when I think of Sister Alicia. So with that said, Sister Alicia, go right ahead. I'm turning it over to you now.
Thank you, brother. First, I want to give honor to our pastor, Brother Sister Clark. I love you guys, and I'm behind you 100%. I mean that from my heart. Well, my journey began in 1990, but before that time, when I first came into Apostolic Church, I remember when I was in high school, I was walking by a church on Puente, here where I live, and reading Calvary, trying to read the word apostolic, didn't know how to pronounce it, church. And I wondered, what kind of church is this? And that was back in the early 80s when I was in high school. And about 10 years later, in 1990, September 1990, I stepped into an apostolic church. And the little church there in Ontario. And boy, I thought, man, these people are weird. And I'm just looking around at everyone, and I was like, but I like it. Am I coming out clear? Hello?
Yes.
You are loud and clear, Sister Lisa. You sound good. You sound great.
Okay. All I hear is silent, so.
I know. We're
anyway.
Not going to hear anything. Go ahead. You're good.
Anyways, September 1990, and learning what this Holy Ghost was all about was new to me. I was raised Catholic, you know, and not meaning any disrespect to the Catholic Church or anything, but it was boring to me being a young person. You know, when I stepped into Apostolic Church and how exciting and how different it was to feel the presence of God, you know, and knowing. I mean, I always believed in God as I was growing up. I knew there was a God, but I didn't know him. And I thank him for his mercy and his love that he bestowed upon me. And there was a lot to learn because I was stubborn. I was hard-headed. And learning to submit was one of the hardest things I had to overcome. And I remember being scared, you know, different and I remember looking at my Bible one day, and the words just popping out of the Bible. I don't know if you guys might understand what I mean. But Joshua 1:9, and it says, "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, Neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Wherever we go, church, God is with us. He'll lead us if we let him. And if we give him our hearts, and if we apply our hearts to instruction and our ears to the words of knowledge that come from our pastor, who gets up and preaches his heart out to us. Pastor, I thank you for it. Thank you for your sacrifices that you make for us. I appreciate that a lot, Sister Clark, as well. Now, you know, sometimes when we go through things or stuff, it's hard to humble ourselves, you know, to ask for forgiveness. And if, you know, thank you, Lord. And me,
you're doing good, Sister Lisa. You're doing great.
Being strong-headed and self-willed and stubborn like I was, it was hard. And to learn it, and I also had to learn that what a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know, so the things that I would think of myself, that's what I would become. But if I could change it, you know, turn it around. I am a soul winner. I am a prayer warrior. You know, think these things in your heart. Things that are true. Things that are powerful. You know, think those things. Don't think, you know, oh, I'm nothing. Or I don't have no talent. Or I don't have what it takes to be a Christian. We all have the ability if we apply ourselves to the instruction that comes from the Word of God and from the lips of our pastor. I am so thankful and grateful for all that God has done in my life. He's brought me a long, long way. And I thank him so much for it. You know, sometimes we have to maybe find a little song or say some scriptures, you know, because when I first started out, you know, the theme that I had to learn to think before I spoke, because before I would speak whatever was on my mind. And sometimes it hurt others. It hurt others. You know, but I had to, you know, think before I spoke. There's a lot of things I had to overcome. You know, I remember when I first came to church and coming home and trying to speak to my family. You know, my brother, he laughed at me. Yeah, it's only a phase. It's only, you know, 6 months. But church, let me tell you, those 6 months have turned into 29 years. Coming this September, it'll be 30. 30 years. And I lived in the church longer than I lived in the world. And I thank God for his love and his mercy for bringing me out of the miry clay. You know, and sometimes we got to find a song or a scripture or something that'll give us the strength. And I'm going to try to sing the song that means a lot to me and it's helped me through some difficult times. And it's just a little chorus. It's something beautiful, something good in all of my confusion. Jesus understood, but all I had to offer him was brokenness and strife. But he made something beautiful out of my life. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for it. That's all I have today, Brother Vic.
And it was powerful.
Thank you.
Sister Alicia, this was great. Church, I know we can feel this burden, this desire, and this anointing as we're hearing these testimonies. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Alicia, and thank you for singing that song from your heart.
You're welcome.
Church, I just want to say, as we heard these great testimonies, the verse went through my mind in the book of Revelation that we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And what powerful testimonies, and what a great burden that was delivered to us tonight from Brother Mario and Sister Alicia. Church, why don't we just take a moment right now and thank God for this anointing. Thank God for this message, this burden that we have heard tonight. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for these great testimonies, for
Lord,
this great
Jesus
faith that
name
has been put into
love
words,
you,
Lord
God.
Jesus,
I
from Hermano
Mario
and from Sister Alicia, Lord God, from their hearts,
praise
for the sincerity,
God,
the genuineness
God
of heart. Thank you, Lord,
in
for it, Lord. Hallelujah.
Name.
We ask
thank
the Lord to allow our people to receive this in their spirit, receive it
in
their mind, and allow it to take root, and allow it, Lord,
God,
to help us, to inspire us, and to motivate us. In the name of Jesus, in the nombre de Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Brother Vic.
Yes, Sister Clark, go right ahead. Go right ahead, Sister Clark.
I just want to say how much I enjoyed both of these devotions tonight, Brother Mario.
Yes.
I was so touched by your
yes
testimony, and Sister Alicia, that was so
yes
precious. It touched my heart, your testimony
yes
and your song. I love
yes
and I just feel the presence of the Lord, and
yes
just want you to both know how great it was. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Praise
amen
God.
Thank you,
I'd
Jesus
like to say,
you,
Brother Vic, before we close out tonight,
yes,
Brother Mario and Sister Lisi, are you both still on the line?
Yes, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it was tremendous. I don't know of any more fitting Saturday evening devotion that we could have had than both of you speaking tonight and getting us ready for service in the morning.
Oh,
and
yes
I just want you to know that I love both of you, and I'm proud of you, and it was a blessing. I am very,
you,
very,
Pastor,
very touched.
Gloria.
In Jesus' name.
Bless.
I think it'd be good, Brother Vic, if we just worship for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, in the
hallelujah
name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
I love you. I
oh
love
thank
you.
You.
Thank you for everything
hallelujah
that you're doing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the anointing
thank
that
you
we are feeling that
you
is
you
in
anointing
our
thank you,
heart,
God,
in our heart.
Mm, your blessing,
in
Lord
Jesus' name. Thank you for the
Alicia, for
you,
Mario,
Señor. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, Lord God, I love you.
We love God,
I love
you. Thank you for it, Lord God.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. God bless you, Brother Vic.
Okay, thank you, Pastor Clark. Thank you, Sister Clark. Thank you, Hermana Alicia and Hermano Mario, for your
thanks
genuineness of your heart,
thank
your
you
sincerity. This has been a great night tonight. We want to remind everyone we're having church tomorrow, Sunday morning. Everyone is invited. We want everybody there at starting at 9:30 prayer and 10 a.m. service. We'll see everyone at church tomorrow. God bless all of you. Have a great night.
Good night. God bless you.